One in four presidential management fellows leaves that program, thinking that having a federal job was actually worse than they thought. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service and an advocate of the Presidential Management Fellows Program. And Tim says research on data from the fellows leaving the program shows it's time for some updates to that program. Tim, I can't think of a way that you can slice it that this is good news. I mean, it's good that we know it, I guess, because that means that the people that care about it can do something about it. But beyond that, it doesn't sound like there's much good news here. Am I wrong?
So I think Francis, you're dead on, which is while there are some glimmers of hope, and that's the way that I look at this, which is everything that actually comes across in the survey, which is wrong with their PMF experience. I think the good news is all of them can be fixed. And it doesn't take a lot of time, effort, or money for the most part to make any of those happen.
The research that you have is based on exit interviews with the class of 2011. What are the prime things that we should take a look at when we look at this research, Tim?
So I think there are a couple of things that immediately jump off the page as I look at the survey data. The first is that by and large, the vast majority of folks, better than 75%, a little over 80% of all those that filled out the survey, said that considering everything, that they were satisfied with their PMF experience. So again, the overall experience, 80% of them were actually satisfied with that. Is that a phenomenal number? Again, you pointed out that it's lower than when they started. 80% still pretty high. If you look at that, I think where some of the disappointing news comes in, and the counter to that is just more than 2/3 of those survey respondents said that they were satisfied with their agency. So clearly, there's something not going right in the work that they're doing with their agency. And again, that's the part that I think if we look at, start to peel back the layers of the onion and look at what's going on there. Not good news from this survey, but I think all things that can be done to improve their experience and improve the PMF program with very little cost.
As I look through the work that you've done, and it's a terrific report that we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, I see warning signs from the very beginning of this. Here's a quote. The 2011 First Impressions Survey, taken during the first 2 to 5 months on the job for these PMF participants, also found a mix of positive responses and warning signs. It found just 65% felt their assignments were well matched with their skills and experience, and only 61% believed their assignments took their development needs into consideration. So there's a substantial, I think, minority of people who felt like they were kind of mismatched from the very beginning.
Yeah, and I think what's really interesting in that is if you look at those three things, that their developmental needs were considered when they were given assignments, that their assignments were a good match for their experience, and that their assignments provided opportunities to enhance their leadership skills. All, you know, from the first impression survey back in 2011 when they were first coming into the PMF program, all fairly low. Highest one was probably about, you know, 2/3 of them saying, Yeah, it was a good skills match for me. After a couple of years in the PMF program and as they're moving forward, you know, again, all really subpar scores. Again, I think, you know, there are some issues on the front end, and I think that's actually where a couple of our recommendations come in, which is, you know, I think it's really important if we're going to capitalize on the PMF program moving forward that we give these fellows, really offer them realistic job descriptions of the work that they're going to do up front. And Francis, you and I have talked about this outside of the PMF program as we look more broadly at federal hiring, is that we've got to actually be realistic in what we're pitching to folks and then make good on that promise as well. I think that's clearly one of the things that we have to do with PMF. I think the second piece is to your point, is really offering those meaningful, challenging assignments that actually match their skills and the agency's needs. If we're not actually doing that, particularly in a program like PMF that's designed to be developmental, if we're actually not doing that here, we're going to get it wrong with a lot of other things as well.
Tim McManus of the Partnership for Public Service with some research about the Presidential Management Fellows Program. I want to talk about those recommendations. We just have a couple of minutes left, Tim. One of the recommendations that you made in addition, that the partnership made, not you personally necessarily, but in addition to that fulfilling expectations and giving people essentially what you promise them you're going to give them, is creating a mechanism for airing and addressing PMF questions, challenges, and grievances to catch small problems before they become big ones. That's one that you're recommending OPM take on, and it sounds like that's aimed at addressing the disconnect that you saw with those introductory surveys at the very beginning of the tenure of these folks.
Yeah, I think oftentimes with so many things, PMF program included in that, is that we look for feedback after a program is over. We don't actually look for feedback or create mechanisms along the way where people can share that real time and that mid-course correction, so to speak, can actually take place. And I think that's really what that recommendation is geared to, is, you know, have mechanisms in place that will actually shine the light on both the good things that are happening early on, but also the things where there may be mismatches or misalignments with expectations or what have you, create those mechanisms so that can happen throughout the process, and you don't just get a front end view or a back end view.
That fits with what we've talked about before too, about exit interviews. If when you're learning information at the exit interview, it's already too late to do anything about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I think that's actually part of what is at play here as well. This is a great survey and some great data in here, but again, it's kind of looking hindsight. We're not going to actually be able to directly fix or impact in a positive way the experience, any more of a positive way the experience of these folks who have moved on. How do you course correct before you get to the end of their experience? Because hopefully all of these folks are actually going to get converted into full-time employment. They're going to stick with your agency. And remember, this is their first impression. They have a bad experience here. That's going to carry with them. Even if they decide that, yes, they want to be converted, yes, they're going to make the switch to full-time employment, they're going to have, you know, a little bit, they're going to be checking you out still out of the corner of their eye, not saying, I have to be a little leery here because my initial experience wasn't all that great.